And unfortunately, when people only are attached to the externals and don't really make that serious, deep interconnection, then we're very vulnerable towards sectarianism, judgmentalism, and even arrogance, where God consciousness is supposed to make us humble. Or even hatred, where God consciousness is supposed to make us gentle and loving.
So is this the reason why people suffer? That they look outside, not inside?
When we look outside, if that outside helps us to make that inner connection, then that is what true religion is. It's like when you look into a mirror, you're supposed to see yourself. Because you can't see yourself without the mirror. But if you look in the mirror, then you can see yourself. So when we are in a forgetful stage of our God consciousness, then religion is the way by which we can actually, again, see who we are and what our relationship with God is and what our relationship with others are. But when the mirror is covered with dust, all we see is the dust. There's a beautiful statement in the Sanskrit literatures which explains saragrahi. It means a truly spiritual person is one who seeks the essence. And if we understand the true essence within our own spiritual path, then we'll see that same essence at the core and the heart of all other true spiritual paths. But if we only are attached to the external explanations or rituals that are meant to bring us to that essence, then we become very much attached to that, and we think anything that's not exactly according to our particular explanation is something very dangerous.
And what can we do to make the world a better place? Can we do something about it, each of us?
We all have the responsibility. If we make that interconnection within ourselves, to be an instrument of God's grace and to live with compassion, to live with a sense of real responsibility as a caretaker of God's property. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita that I am the intelligence of the intelligence, I'm the strength of the strong. Whatever we have is actually by the grace of God. So if we use what we have in a spirit of service rather than exploitation, then we will find real joy, real peace and real love within our life. And then in whatever we do, we're actually transmitting that love, that peace and that joy. And each of us has that capacity to be instruments of change to make the world a better place beyond our imagination if we tap into that higher power of God's grace.
So how should we start doing it? How should we start serving?
According to whatever spiritual practice, we should actually seek that essence. In our tradition, we chant God's names. In all the great holy traditions throughout history, there's a great emphasis on the holiness of God's name. In our tradition, Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Vatana Nam Nama Kari Bahudanija Sarva Shaktish. That the power, the sweetness, the beauty, and the grace of God can be accessed through the name of God. It's like when you tune into a particular frequency, then you access what that frequency is bringing us to. Just like there's these satellite TVs, and if you tune into a particular frequency, you'll get news from Baghdad. If you tune into another frequency, you'll get two lovers crying over a lost love. If you tune into another frequency, you'll see some quiz show. So there's so many frequencies. And actually, those frequencies are everywhere. It's just a matter of what you tune into. You're going to access only that. Mm. So God's grace is everywhere. That grace is the source of all love. That grace is the source of all happiness. And our spiritual practice should tune us into God's grace. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that we chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, is a very ancient, age-old way of tuning into God's grace. That grace is within our own hearts, and it's actually everywhere. But our minds are so much tuned into so many external, selfish things. We have to refocus. Mm-hmm.
And what role in our lives do relationships with others play? Relationships with our family, society members, friends?
According to our relationships, we become very much influenced by that. So it's always very much recommended that we have association with people who uplift us, who help to refocus us to our own internal wealth, to God's grace, to truth. And when we have that, when we have that connection through association with enlightening people and through our own spiritual practice that we give time to every day, then whatever relationships we may have, we can actually transmit and share that great wealth that we have acquired.
And what is spirituality? How would you describe it? And how does one practice it?
Spirituality is, first of all, to understand who I am, who is God, what is our relationship with other people, with other species of life, with the environment, with the universe. These are basic questions. Who am I and what is my relationships with God and all of creation? And when we get an understanding of that, that God is the source of everything, and I'm an eternal loving servant of that supreme God, and therefore we are all brothers and sisters in that way. When we have that understanding, then we have a spiritual practice by which we actually uncover the realization and direct experience of that love, that compassion that is within all of us. And then in whatever we do, whether we're monks or whether we're journalists or entertainers or doctors or farmers or lawyers or politicians or engineers, whatever our occupation may be, we perform it with a sense of true morality and with a sense of service, to express our devotion, to express our will to love and to help through our occupation. So it's like different parts of the body all have a different color, a different shape, and a different function. The lungs cannot do what the kidneys do, and the kidneys cannot do what the knees do, and the nose cannot do what the toes do, and the eyes cannot do what the ears do. So different parts of the body have a different function, a different shape, different color, but it's not that any of them are separately trying to exploit for themselves. A healthy body is where every part of the body, with respect and appreciation for every other part, are together trying to serve the whole body. If the stomach decides, I don't want to give any food to the brain because I want to keep it for myself, for a while it might be a little happy, but eventually it's going to get sick and die. So, as a society, we are all like a body. And different people have different tendencies and different occupational abilities. But when we respect and appreciate the contribution that everyone makes, and when we're all trying to serve that higher cause, pleasing Krishna, and actually being caretakers of Krishna's creation and Krishna's children, when we all recognize that and work together, then as we make society a healthier place, we also become more healthy. And at the same time, as we become more healthy, we make the society more healthy.
You mentioned these questions, the main questions everyone should answer to themselves. But while answering, how do we know that the answers are right? How do we find them?
There is standard textbooks. If you want to be a doctor, you don't just read any books. There's certain standard textbooks that teach us how to do it. And they're taught by realized teachers. Yes? So in the spiritual science also, there's timeless scriptures. And then but there's so many different ways to interpret timeless scriptures. Therefore, it's very important a guru or a self-realized teacher who has learned through tradition, we call it parampara, the tradition of great teachers who preserve the original message. And then when we actually see that these people are actually developing the qualities that are in the scriptures of humility and unselfish desire to serve, and actually becoming intoxicated with loving service to the one supreme God, when we see these qualities in someone and their teaching from these ancient scriptures how to achieve it, we can know it's the real thing. It will not make us sectarian. It will not make us arrogant. It will actually make us true seekers of the essence. And when we have that experience, then we know for sure that this is the truth.
And why is it important to understand the eternal nature of the soul? How does this perception of life change our view to everything?
We are eternal. As long as we're thinking we're this body, there'll be so many reasons for a sense of separateness. I am man, I am woman, I am black or white or red or yellow or rich or poor. You could change all of these things. You could change your sex. You can change your religion. You can change your name or nationality. And your body's changing automatically. At one time you were a little infant baby, and now you're a young lady. So your body's changing, and you could change almost everything in relation to the body, if you want, to a large extent. But who am I? Who is it that's witnessing all these changes? Who is it that's seeing through the eyes and hearing through the ears? It's the conscious force, the living force, the Atma, or the soul. That's our true self. And the true self is Satchit Ananda, it is eternal. Nahanyate hanyamane sarire. It's not subject to birth, it's not subject to death. Mamayavamsa jivaloke jivabhuta sadanta. It's a child of God, it's a part of God, it's sacred. We may have our shortcomings, we may have done things that we may be ashamed of, but nothing can change the eternal truth. That I'm a perfect, supremely divine part of God. And nothing we can do or anyone else can do can change that. But all the sufferings in this world that we inflict on others and that we endure ourselves is because we've forgotten that the beauty that's within us, the true beauty of who we really are, a part of the all-beautiful Supreme Krishna or God. And when we awaken that understanding, we're so inner satisfied with the love of feeling God's love. and being and expressing through whatever we do that love that God has given us, then we don't have to grope outside to get things to be happy. Rather, in whatever we're doing, we want to share that love, and that's true joy. But when we forget who we really are, then we fall into all of these temporary designations, and we're so vulnerable to suffering. And ultimately, the body has to grow old and die. But we don't die. The fear of death is because we're thinking that we're just this mortal mind and body. We're forgetful of the real beauty and glory of the self.
And what is the most important message you're sharing with the world and with people of Lithuania?
I'm so happy to be in Lithuania. My ancestors came from Lithuania to America. And of those who went, I'm the first one to come back in over 100 years of my family members. So I'm feeling very grateful. It's like a journey home. On an ancestral level, and on a spiritual level, it's a journey home, because wherever we're serving God and serving God's beautiful children, that's our real home. The essential message that my guru, Srila Prabhupada, has taught, which I'm trying to share also, which I truly believe is the essence of all great spiritual paths, is that the real wealth that we're seeking is within ourselves. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunai. That love of God is within all of us. And the joy of that love is within all of us. And the reason for all of the anxieties and all of the greed and everything else that's happening in this world is because we have forgotten that. So we're trying to remind people, and giving these beautiful tools by which we can make that reconnection and then live as an instrument of grace.
So do people remember it?
Many people remember it.
Okay, so thank you very much. Thank you for the inspiring answers.
Thank you for being so inspiring.
Is it okay? So hopefully it didn't take so long.
It's nice.
Thank you very much. For me it was much nicer. Yeah? Hey, are you done? He's inspired, he cannot stop. Okay, so thank you.
This video will be on Balaram TV.
It's an internet television, something.
Really? Just happy to talk
yeah,
to
people
you.
Come. Thank you very much.
Even if it doesn't go on any TV, I'll never forget spending this time with you.
Thank you very much. I will never forget this.
Is it all right?
Of course, it's perfect.
Thank you.
Couldn't be better.
Please turn camera off.
Okay.
I believe this is the last book in Vilnius, so which you need to sign.
Yeah, this is for my friend. She couldn't sign it today.
What is her name?
Her name is Ernesta.
Yeah.
Can you spell it for me?
It's E-R.
E-R?
Mm-hmm. N.
Just to go to Shabbat.
Like night.
N.
Mm-hmm. E. T-A.
What is the date?
it's 31st of July.
Do you did the day or month first?
The day. I'm not sure, actually, it's different everywhere. She's gonna understand.
In between is year, month, and day, but doesn't matter.
Thank you very much. I'm gonna see you.
Where is this from? For you. What name should I put?
Oh, it's... You can write Agis, A-G-I-S. My full name is Egidius. A-G-I-S.
Also living with Radha Sundari and her family at our home.
Oh, she's so, at your home?
Yeah, so it was wonderful.
Is she still there or she went to Bonus?
I think it's the time they are leaving. In half an hour, maybe I still catch.
Where do you live?
It's just a little bit out of the town, but on the other side.
Do you have children too?
Not yet, but hopefully we will.
Krishna will bless you. You will be a wonderful mother.
Hopefully.
Definitely.
I'm going to try. Thank you very much for this blessing.
I'll be your child. Thank you.
So what's the plan now?
You can go. Mm-hmm.
We are staying.
I'm supposed to meet this somebody else now.
No,
it's
no.
Over.
It's over. When we go to Kaunas now. When you decide to go, when you prepare, you can go to Kaunas now.
What do you feel when you come again in Lithuania?
You live in Kaunas?
He's from Kaunas, yeah.
I am from Kaunas, yes.
And
he is also from Kaunas.
And you live here?
Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna go to Kaunas as well.
Really?
For the lecture, of course.
When is the lecture? Tomorrow?
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. It's nearby our temple where, so by the road we can also visit the temple if you like.
I'll do whatever I'm supposed to do. Who's driving?
Clara's the same driver.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I wish everyone was like you.
I wish everyone was like you.
Thank you. You said something so nice. We're supposed to meet.
Yes.
Now?
Okay.
Yeah, where would
just
you like to meet?
Where we want. Maybe outside.
Okay.
If it is not
wrong,
it...
I don't know.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm not good at interviews, I'm sorry.
No, you're really good.
I'm nervous with cameras.
I'm sorry.
Next time we're going to turn the camera off.
Or we arrange more cameras.
Thank you.
Все,
ты.